There you go.
I'm Kitty Hogan. And what?
It's dope. What are you listening to?
And I'm listening to Beyond the Marble. I'm listening? Wait, I'm listening to it?
You're telling people what they're listening to.
And you're listening.
Yeah. Okay, you can do it again. Go ahead.
I'm Katie Hogan, and you're listening to Beyond the Barbell.
All right, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, sponsored by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I am Ben Alderman.
I'm Blair Morrison, and we are spending time today talking about some industries that have sprung up around CrossFit and around fitness in general. May be familiar with some names out there, like Anywhere Fit, shameless plug. But we're talking about travel and how fit people take vacations and how they kind of they don't want to fall off the wagon entirely, and how nutrition and things like that have become a big part of the travel experience.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about that whole, you know, you talk about these industries that are kind of popping up around CrossFit or around, you know, just fit people in general. I think that you see fitness has really become something that we've integrated into our whole life and we enjoy it. It's our escape when we're in our day to day. So when we go on vacation, we still like to do it because it's our escape that we're used to. And so we take the escape that we're used to into a place that we're not used to. And so it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So a great example of this, it was my honeymoon. So me and my wife, my lovely, beautiful wife, who I adore, we went to Cabo San Lucas for our honeymoon. And we got one of those, you know, big resort packages where it's all inclusive, all you can drink, all you can eat. Like, food's amazing. You just drink as much booze as you want. But those resorts are set up for you to kind of stay on campus, right? Have you been to one of those places before?
No, but that's why I haven't went. It's because everybody who I talk to says that they try to make it so you stay there.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, because they want you to spend your money there. Because there's a lot of things that, even though it's all inclusive, there are ways to spend money beyond that, of course.
Of course.
So, yeah, like if you walk out to the beach there, you have like vendors, people walking the beach selling necklaces or shells. And so people kind of don't want to be bothered by that, hassled by that. So they just stay on the turf of their, whatever their resort is. And mind you, there are like dozens of resorts up and down the beach, right? So we get there and, you know, we're going to stay for, I think we were there for 4 or 5 days. And by the end of the second day, I was just ready to get out of there and do something adventurous and fit. Like I wanted to go rock climbing or like lift weights or swim. And, you know, and that's just not the way most vacations, at least most American vacations, are built up in the travel industry, you know? So, like, I mean, Jen was totally cool chilling, like reading a book by the pool and, you know, getting tan and relaxing like that. She was all right with that. And there's something to be said for that. Maybe I need to learn how to turn it off a little bit, but that's just not what that was not my vision of, okay, what's a fun vacation? That's not what I think of.
So by your own admission, your honeymoon was not all that you had expected it to be in that sense?
I would say during the daytime, yeah, I wanted to do more stuff, you know, and nighttime was great. You know, we had wonderful food, like went out like dancing, drinking. It was awesome. But during the daytime where I knew there were maybe some more active things that I could be doing, like my body was kind of itching to do it.
So, know? I mean, I guess then the follow up to that would be then is Anywhere Fit, you know, the fitness travel program that you design, is it basically helping people plan their honeymoons?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but no, I have not had any newlyweds on this trip, and I don't think it's very well suited for that, to be honest.
So what is Anywhere Fit like? What is an Anywhere Fit kind of composed of? Anywhere Fit trip composed of?
So Anywhere Fit, the trips that I run are, they're essentially a road trip. It's like a glorified group road trip.
Well, and the main reason I ask you is because you were doing these before anybody was really doing them, right? Anywhere Fit trips, right? Like they were like they were kind of the first of its kind, and before the industry even had like a.
You're right. I think it's the first of its kind. I remember when I started doing them in 2011, nothing like it was out there.
Iceland was your first one, correct?
Iceland was the first trip we took. We've done 10 trips since then, 10-day trips all over the world, to places like New Zealand, Greece, going to Thailand this summer, been to Croatia and the Balkans, been to South America. So, I mean, it's been very successful and very enjoyable, but it's back to your original question, like the idea for the trip or the kind of the ethos of the trip is that it's a road trip. You know, you are traveling from point A to point B by way of multiple locations. Whereas, you know, most people when they go on vacation, I mean, some people do road trips. Like there's people that do like national park tours, like in an RV, which is awesome with their family. But usually you go to a set destination and you you go to Hawaii and you stay at the Grand Hyatt or somewhere, you know, on the beach, and that's your spot. You know, you chill there for a week, and that's a way to decompress. Our trips, the Anywhere Fit trips, are a different type of escape. It's more of like an escape and explore, and you keep going. So you see a lot of different things in one trip. And that appeals to a lot of CrossFit type personalities. You know, that
a little bit more adventurous, have a little bit more energy. They don't like need to just sit and relax. Like they have energy. They've built up a fitness level that requires them to burn off some of that energy, right?
Yeah. You get people that literally won't sit down, or they feel less comfortable being still. And we can talk about that as being maybe, you know, too far to one extreme or not. But from a business perspective, you know, there is a market of people that want an active vacation, that like to be moving, that like to be seeing new things, that don't just want to take pictures of it, but want to engage with it, you know? That's how I am. That's how I've been as long as I can remember. Like I love exercising and like doing a handstand on top of the volcano rather than taking a picture of the volcano. You know what I mean? So we started doing it in 2011, and there's a lot of other fitness travel options out there now. They've kind of developed. But I still think the majority center on the resort style experience, right? Where you see yoga retreats. Those have been around forever.
Yeah.
Right? Yoga retreats where you go to, say, like Bali, and you're going to do yoga in front of this amazing, serene backdrop. And it's all, you know, local organic food that you're going to eat while you're there. And that model has been borrowed by some CrossFit travel businesses, and people are being very successful at that as well.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense, right? Cause people will just go to a place they really like, but now they get to do 2 WADs a day or something like that. Right. And they do it at the beach or at the pool or, you know what I mean? And they're somehow they do it like that.
Right. And most of these companies, will organize the menu to be somewhat paleo, or at least have options for healthy eaters, which is another problem you see if you go to a traditional, you go on Travel Zoo and you get like a trip to Belize. Like you're not going to have full control of what you're eating there. And that kind of irritates people that spend so much time investing in their health and fitness. And then they get off on their vacation, their hard earned vacation where they get to show off their body. Right. And they can't find anything good to eat. Right. Yeah. It makes them feel sick.
Right.
Right. To eat such rich food and whatnot. But so like most of these places, like Destino Travel is a company that's been doing it for 3 or 4 years. I know Wad Ventures is a company out of Australia that's doing these, destination, we call it a destination CrossFit trip. And I think they control the menu pretty much. They work deals with the resorts that they stay at. And so that's very appealing to a lot of people.
Yeah. I think that if I look at myself, you know, I'm just trying to fit myself into a model here and what I like, I really find that I can't relax unless I've worked out that day or I've done something productive. You know, maybe it's towards my business, maybe it's towards my fitness, you know, but I feel like I've got to be productive in some way, shape or form before I can relax, you know? And like you talked about you juxtapose your wife and yourself, right? And she maybe is a little bit different. If she's in vacation mode, she could be more in vacation mode. But I find that to be a little bit of a balance or a struggle with Steph and I is, you know, she's okay with for a week, not doing CrossFit, not hitting the gym, not doing anything like that. And I'm Like, well, if we go to the beach, I need to get in the water and swim far and aggressive. I'm not very good at it, so I don't have to swim right. that far. But you know what I mean? Like, I've got to do something, burpees in the sand or something like that. And she's just totally fine with, you know, laying down and relaxing, which she works really hard when she's here. So do I. But we just have a different way of unwinding, you know? So,
yeah, I think, I mean, I think you could take that idea of people having different ways to relieve stress or different ways to unwind, and you can see it in your gym. You know, right. some people show up just for that purpose. Other people are there to make progress or to hit a certain goal or lift a certain weight.
What do you think about like people who have that same mindset, maybe a couple, right, that would be listening to this right now? Would they fit better into a certain type of fitness travel program, or would they be, is there something for people who like to relax in a anywhere fit trip, you know, or would they really need to be a much more adventurous type person?
Anywhere fit is a more adventurous trip. Like, it's not,
is it arduous, or is it like, is it, Mikhail, would you describe it?
Yeah, it's arduous at times. I mean, we do big, like long, hard hikes. There's swimming in almost all of them. We went to Alaska this past summer, and we didn't swim actually in Alaska, but we went kayaking, like ocean kayaking, and we did a 10 mile like mountain run. So it's tough, you know. But we had people from, I think, ages 19 to 58 or 9. So like, everything is completable, but it's tough. Like, it's not a 5-star like luxury cruise type of experience. So these trips are, I'd say, 2 to 3-star accommodations, you know. Sometimes when we're out in remote places, like places that you don't get to see on a regular tour, right? That's the idea. It's like, we're taking you to places you're not going to go on a normal vacation.
Right.
That's kind of like the niche. This is like the adventurous spirit, right? Sometimes we stay, we'll rent out like a rec hall, and we'll like get air mattresses, and everybody will sleep in the same room. Like, that happens in Iceland 2 of the 3 trips. And it's awesome. Yeah. If you're that kind of person.
Yeah. Like, if you're not that kind of person, you're like, this is terrible. Right. And you would complain the entire time. But right. if you kind of know what you're signing up for and you're like that, you know,
if you're like the heavenly bed, you know, sleep in till 10:30, like, that's not your trip.
Right.
You know, you gotta be the person that wants to get up, go out, like get in the dirt a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, it's not sleeping on like wood planks or anything.
Not like boot camp.
It's not a boot camp, but it's just, you know, it's more about the experience than it is about the poshness.
Right. How much adventure can we fit into 10 days?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, I almost feel like if you've only done posh type vacations, maybe you should try an anywhere fit trip. You know what I mean? Just like to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and, you know.
Absolutely. I think it's a stark departure from that. I mean, I just compared my honeymoon to what we do in anywhere fit. Like, there's really no comparison.
Right. I mean, because you always can go back to what you like, and who knows if you'd like this unless you try it.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing that we haven't talked about yet is the cost of doing a trip that's very adventurous is surprisingly a lot lower than the cost of running a trip that is, you know, one location, but fancy.
Sure.
You know, and I didn't think that would be it. When I first started running these trips, I thought, okay, well, it's going to cost me a lot to transport 30 people, you know, by bus, like to 8 different locations, but not really. Like, you can get in there and I can negotiate with the bus company so that it's affordable. When you show up at a restaurant, you know, that when you want to have a meal for 30 people, right, you negotiate with the restaurant owner right there, and they can decide whether they want that business or not. And you kind of have some leverage there, because that's a lot of plates that they're going to sell that they wouldn't otherwise sell.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, we've been able to get the price per person on a trip like this down pretty low. It only costs $2,500 for 10 days. And that includes everything except your flight. If you go to a resort for 10 days, you know, like, maybe you can get a deal like that where all your food and stuff is included, but based on the experience you get, like, it's
yeah, that's like a super homogenous type experience where you're just like doing the same thing.
Right. And like, some people, that's what they want, you know, and like, you can get great deals on it. But I mean, for me, you know, a beach, sitting on a beach reading is sitting on a beach reading. You know?
Right. I don't know how to, you know, draw any correlations to what I've done. You know, I know sometimes we'll go on like trips with Progenics and we'll all get to the gym and we'll all work out and then we'll go eat and then we'll come work out again. And then, you know what I mean? It's like constant. So we get a lot of fitness in, but it's not as adventurous in the sense of like being out of the box type situation.
Right.
I think the closest thing I could ever maybe compare it to would be, and I'll leave the religious aspect out of it, but a mission trip. So like I remember going to Mexico and, you know, one day we're building a house, you know what I mean? We have to drive like to these very remote areas and help build somebody's house, you know, and then another day we're off and we're doing some construction in this village on a church building. And then one day we're traveling through like these weird streets and this kind of sketchy area for an orphanage. And we play with these kids and we play soccer with kids that don't even speak our language. And then we eat food that's, we're wondering if it's going to make us sick. But then like by the end of it, you know, it's, I don't know, it's kind of fun.
Dude, that's a great comparison. That's a great comparison because the best part about the trips that I've run in the past, the adventurous part and the sights you see and the activities you have are great, right? But they're a vessel for like the friendships that you make. And that's really the best part about it is you get this through this, you know, arduous, like to use your word, experience, you bond really tightly with the people that you're around. And a lot of times they're not the kind of people that you would ordinarily be around, which makes it that much more special, right? So I'm sure on that mission trip, you know, you came out of that with some really good friendships, some really good memories that are atypical for a quote unquote vacation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then the unfortunate aspect of maybe say a mission trip or maybe even for some of you guys an Anywhere Fit trip or a WOD Venture trip would be that it almost has to supplant your traditional vacation time, right? Because a lot of us don't get to take vacations whenever we want to, right? So in that sense, it was a choice I had to make, but in that it was really rewarding. And so like you said, there's all these relationships. I can think about the people who run each different orphanage and the people who are, you know, housing the missionaries and whatnot. And so kind of cool. And I could imagine, you know, there's a very similar bond with the people who you guys meet along the way, you know, in your trip, who show you some area that there's nobody else at, or tell you, hey, instead of going here where everybody else is at, why don't you guys go up this road and then down over here and then get out and walk 3 miles and you're going to see this amazing waterfall or something like that. I'm sure you have experiences like that.
Oh, I mean, every trip. That's what makes the trips so unique, is because you end up dealing with people that actually live there, right? That's, I mean, you've seen how, just to break away from just the fitness travel world for a second, I mean, the ascension of VRBO, right?
Sure.
And like couch surfing and, you know, Airbnb and all these types of accommodations, places to stay, is that you're staying with somebody who actually lives there, right? Rather than in a hotel. Like you're taking a hotel is a hotel, like just like reading on a beach is reading on a beach. Like you go to a place like that, you're going to be, yes, you're going to be pampered a little bit and you're going to have the benefit of some nicer things that maybe you don't have at home. And maybe that is the escape you're looking for. But most people that I talk to, like the memories they want are the ones that make them feel like they're living someone else's life, right? That's the departure that they're looking for. The escape that they're looking for is something that's real. And the hotel, even though it's nice, doesn't feel real. They're like, it's missing like a quality that is authentic, right? But when you go live in somebody else's house, right? Or like a vacation rental, like the paint's going to be cracking a little bit. And like, there's going to be a funny stare on the way up. Like those little things just add texture to the experience. So to take it back to like the fitness travel, when what you're saying is, yeah, I reach out to people that I know in those areas when we book these trips and say, hey man, like, what do you do? Like what, not what do, does a tourist need to see or typically see, like what are the main points? Like, but what do you do? Like where, if you wanted to go for a run and like go swimming like a sick waterfall, like which one would you choose? Like, where would you go? It's like, well, and that's where you find out, what places are actually great, right? As opposed to what places have the most reviews on, you know, TripAdvisor.
Do you guys think, or do you, I guess, ever plan on doing a trip where you hit some of the more well-known traveled areas, you know, and you try to find a second layer there or a third layer there and kind of peel back a few things and, you know.
Absolutely. So two summers ago, we did a trip to Greece, flew into Athens, flew out of Athens. You can't go to Greece or Athens without going to the Acropolis, right? You can't without seeing the Parthenon and like these
sure.
amazing historical structures that are thousands of years old. So we went there. Like, well, of course, we're going to do that. So we get up there and we get up to the Parthenon and we're going to do a workout at the Parthenon. We're going to do a walking lunge around. And some guys with walkie-talkies come running up and tell us to stop, that we can't walking lunge on the path around the Parthenon. And we're like, why? Like, what? We're not on it, you know? We're like, we're literally on the walking path. And they contended that it was like sacrilegious, that we were making a mockery of this holy place, which I thought was ridiculous. They just had never seen it before and they knew that it wasn't normal. So
sure.
they thought it was wrong.
They had to stop it.
Yeah, they had to stop it. Like, this is our job. But
they go to regular vacations.
Yeah. But so anyways, that was an experience, right? We went there. I remember it. It was still cool to be up there. When we were in Iceland, you go to the Blue Lagoon. It's like the thing you see that everybody does, like this crazy blue water. You go there and it's like not what you think. It's like the reason the water is blue is because it's a offflow of chemicals that mixes with the water from this factory there. So it's like, oh, and you see it's like packed with people, packed with tourists. It's like not authentic or what you want it to be. It's not what you want it to be. It's been marketed to be what you want it to be. Experiences like that are kind of, I mean, they're still worth having. So now that you know, but if you lived there, you would never go back. Right.
Yeah.
Like if I lived in Athens, like I'm not going to go up to the Parthenon every day to do my workout.
Right.
Like, cause I know that it's not worth it. Right. I'm going to go to the sick mountain to the right of it where it overlooks the Parthenon and do my workout there. And that's the kind of stuff that you want to find out. And that's a trip that people really appreciate taking, is things that are like somebody's already done the dirty work for them. They've already done the research. They know what's actually going to be great. And just like wrap that part up, is most cities are similar. Like they're dirty, they're urban. Every trip I've ever taken, the best part has been away from the city. Even the most famous cities, like, you know, Prague, Buenos Aires, Reykjavik, you know, Auckland, Queenstown, like all, well, Queenstown was pretty sick, actually. I'll take that back. Queenstown actually did live up to what we thought it was going to be. But for the most part, it's like, it's not the city that you're in. It's just, it's what's nearby or on the way that makes it better. That's the best part of the trip.
So then, looking forward to, you have some upcoming trips, right? Like you've booked, Thailand.
Yeah, we're going there. There's a trip that's already sold out going to Thailand in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a trip that's going from Denver to Las Vegas in August.
Is that one of your, is that the longest road trip, that you've taken with any, will that be the longest, like
in mileage?
Mileage, yeah.
Gosh. No. The one in New Zealand was way long.
Oh, gotcha.
God, okay. That was forever.
So do you, okay. So for Thailand and then, well, let's leave, Denver to Vegas off the table for just a second. But for like Thailand, do you find like a liaison that's on the ground there that you kind of partner with, or do you do most of the exploring and everything on your own?
That's a good question. You try to find a liaison, somebody like who's a friend of a friend, or if you know somebody directly that lives there who has been there multiple times, like try to contact that person first. So in Thailand, I know people that have been there multiple times and I've already, you know, crossed things off my list and said, don't bother, or yes, circle, go there. From that basic recommendation set, you then kind of dig a little deeper and talk to, you know, the people who run the bus rentals or who run the hotels, and ask them, hey, you know, like when we're in this town, like, what do you think we should do? And I mean, if you've gone to the measure, and this is not, remember, this is not like your like Wyndham Resort hotels. This is like, you know, like a Holiday Inn type hotel.
Sure.
So when you check into a Holiday Inn, is it a normal person that works there? Yeah.
Right? Very normal.
It's like a very everyday normal person. Everyday yep. people. So these are the people that we talk to when we're booking the rooms, and we're like, all right, so this person knows, right? So we're going to find out. This is not like the bellhop at the W Hotel in New York who gets tickets to all the Knicks games.
Right.
Only deals with really, really
wealthy,
yeah, famous helicopter people. Like,
right.
This is like a regular person. Like, what would they want to do? So we end up finding a lot of ideas through those people. The guys who drive the buses know like more about the country than almost anybody, because that's their whole life is just driving around.
So you get there, you have a basic itinerary, and then there's a relative free form that's allowed to kind of take place with the remainder of the trip, right? Like, you know when you're right. leaving, you know when you get there, you know when you leave, maybe three or four things in between, and then after that you just kind of improvise based on the people that are around there and the information sources that you have at your fingertips.
Yeah, there's a great deal of flexibility allowed for, because sometimes the best ideas like are spontaneous, you know.
It probably has to take a lot of pressure off in some ways, because when you have an itinerary that you have to stick to, right, and then things don't go your way, or a bus tire goes flat or something like that happens, now all of a sudden you're kind of pissed off and threw everything out, you know, off kilter, and now you've got to adapt to that. But if your whole idea is adapting to what you hear and see and the people you run into, it kind of lends itself to maybe a little bit less stress.
I think it's less stress for me as the person running the trip. For some people, it creates more stress, people that are participating on the trip for the first time, because they're used to like being very structured and organized.
Yeah, where are we going tomorrow? And you're like, I'll know in about a few hours. Right before we go to bed, I have a meeting with somebody, yeah. and they're going to tell us where we should go tomorrow. But
yeah,
and then you'll know.
It's hard. And like some people really want to know exactly what every minute of their day is going to be, and like what they're putting their money towards. But usually by the third or fourth day of the trip, everybody's adapted, and they're like, okay, I'm just going to be. You know, I'm just going to enjoy this. I'm going to make friends and talk and like just let go a little bit. And it turns out to be a really, you know, great experience for those people especially. That being said, like we couldn't get away with telling people nothing, you know. So
sure.
They know which locations they're going to be sleeping in. So like they can always like give that information to friends and family at home.
Right.
They know certain activities that are going to take place. Like when we went to Alaska, we told them, hey, you're going to be rafting, you know, whitewater rafting. So like if you're terrified of the water, like maybe not your trip, you know. We told them we're going to be kayaking. They're going to be a big long run. Like certain things. Maybe we don't know exactly where in the trip those are going to happen, but we know we have some options to do that. But other than that, yeah, like day to day, like we'll tell them the night before, hey, tomorrow, this is what you need to bring on the bus because these are the activities we're going to be doing.
That's cool. That's really cool. So what's unique about the Southwest trip?
So the Southwest trip is a anywhere fit first because it is being led by somebody other than myself. Jenny Labaugh and Michelle Kinney are leading that trip. Jenny grew up in Colorado. Michelle lives there now. They both have extreme love of the mountains. They both came on the Anywhere Fit Alaska trip. And so I'm turning the reins over to them to basically show people how amazing that part of the country is.
You got to be nervous, right? I mean, two terrible human beings, right? I'm just kidding. So that would be
not
really
very trustworthy.
Yeah, that would be really cool in of itself, right? So some people who follow maybe Jenny and her story or Michelle and her story, just to be around those two characters would be really, really enjoyable. But then you add to it maybe this type of vacation for somebody, and this is like a win-win, like across the board.
Yeah, if you are a fan of those girls, this is a trip you want to go on because you're going to get to spend 10 days with them, not just like watching them, but you're going to be getting to know them, becoming their friend. And that's what happens over the course of 10 days with somebody. So some highlights on that trip that are going to be pretty cool. I mean, they're going to start in Denver. It's an easy central location for people to get to. But then it's going to be pretty much off the map. You know, they're going to be going through Glenwood Canyon, which is sick part of the Colorado River. Like, not people drive through it if you've driven through I-70. Like, you drive kind of over it. But
I've never been there before.
People think of the Colorado River like as the Grand Canyon only, and it's not. It's really cool up there. They're going to go through Moab, which is Arches National Park.
Beautiful area.
Canyonlands.
I've only seen pictures.
So cool. Yeah. Like, famous rock formations. They're going to go through the Grand Canyon. They're going to go through Lake Powell. They're going to end up through Zion, mountain biking in Zion, which is going to be amazing. And then they're going to finish in Las Vegas for like a big night out.
Oh, that's cool.
That's another part of these trips that usually happens is people at night, they have freedom to go out and like let loose. And a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, you
do whatever they want to do. Go to a club or go to a nice restaurant or, you know, do something like that.
And
you know,
Vegas is probably, that's going to be an epic last night. On that
for
trip.
Sure. I kind of think about this now and I'm, you know, there's a lot of people out there, like we said, that they're not adventurous by nature, right? But they want to be. And so,
right, yeah.
And so they don't know how to be on their own, right? Like, for them to get in the car and or fly to Denver and rent a car and be adventurous and take the same road trip themselves would never happen, right? So now here's an opportunity that people can take where they're not adventurous by nature, but they want to be. They want to learn how to be. And they can actually go and do something like this with a bunch of other people who are kind of like-minded and with somebody kind of navigating the trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great distinction. Just because you haven't been adventurous doesn't mean that you can't be.
Yeah, you can learn and you can appreciate adventure for what it is.
Right. Yeah, and like, so
I like listening to those places. Like right now, I'm like listening to those places like Moab. I'm like, when am I going to go to Moab? I'm like, well, yeah. Probably never, but like maybe I will, you know, or like go to I really would like to see those places. You know
right.
what I mean? Like I have a genuine desire to see those places, but it's not in my nature to kind of be that spontaneous in that way with that kind of in that kind of location. I mean, maybe just having the size family I have right now, it's not as easy and I'm not as mobile, but if you're not maybe tied down that way, like I feel like that's a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, dude, I think that's a good point. You're definitely representing people that have been on these trips before. Like, we get a lot of couples that come because they want to just get away and not be in charge, right? Not have the responsibility of, you know, getting their kids where they need to go every day and like, okay, someone's going to get me where I need to go today.
Yeah.
And that's really what happens. Like we get you where you need to go and then tell you what to do and people work out and they love it, man. And a lot of people are, and that's like kind of shown, I think these trips and not just Anywhere Fit, we're talking a lot about my trips, obviously, cause I can speak to them, but all of these fitness travel industry, it's growing and it's successful in large part because of CrossFit, right? Because people are falling in love with not just looking good, but feeling good.
Sure.
And being able to perform well. But we get repeat customers, man. Like, I wish I could have the exact numbers in front of you, but I want to say of the people that are going to Thailand, 30% of them are people that have come on a trip before, maybe 35%.
Wow. That's a really cool testimony to what you're doing and the format that you have, right? And
yeah.
I feel like if you can deliver a consistent product like that, somebody's trusting you to go to Iceland, then they're going to trust you to go to Thailand, right? Like you've got like you developed a good relationship with those people and they could probably speak to it. Maybe we should have one of those people on the show one of these days, you know, bring
That'd
in one
nice.
Of those repeat customers and
yeah.
they could talk about the nuances of the trip and, you know, what it's like as a participant perspective.
Yeah. I mean, we try to do video.
You guys had some epic videos. You guys have had some really great videos, especially with Alaska. You had Phoenix on the trip, and
yeah, Phoenix did our videos for Alaska and Greece, and he's, you know, a Progenix team member and great with media. Ross Coughlin did our videos from the first two Iceland trips and the trip to Munich, Vienna, and Prague. Chris Warden did our video for the trip in the Balkans and Croatia, and they're all on YouTube, and you can kind of see, you get the idea, and a lot of it's based around the interviews of people that are actually doing it and like what they get out of those trips. And they all say the same thing. I mean, they love the friendships and the bond that they have. They love the phrase you always hear in CrossFit about getting out of your comfort zone, like literally being uncomfortable, like, cause we do crazy stuff, man. We're cliff jumping and like I said, like whitewater rafting is scary for people, or bungee jumping. We went bungee jumping in Crete, mm-hmm. you know, some random place in the middle of Greece, like sketch, man. But
yeah,
almost everybody did it. And it was, you know, an amazing experience.
You guys should include graffitiing Like,
where'd just, that come from?
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking adventurous stuff, you know. It's like hanging off the side of a bridge and graffitiing, you know. It's kind of a, using your fitness and, you know, really an experience that only the locals do, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Just sure. Do some graffiti, man.
Some of Ben's graffiti would be good.
Very, very, very cool. So you've got Thailand and then also the Southwest trip projecting out. I mean, what type of – do you have another location – kind of in the works or maybe at least in mind?
Yeah, a couple ideas are kind of are slotted in. One cool thing about the way my trips have unfolded is people are contacting me and offering assistance. Like we've had a couple calls from guys in Israel. They're like, hey, you got to come out to Israel. There's so many cool places to see here. We've had requests in Italy. So my buddy Gio is from Sardinia. He wants to do a Sardinia trip where we go maybe coast of Italy down to Sardinia, like by boat. Just talking to friend Nick he's from Sydney, and he wants to do an Australia trip. And we talked about it for an hour the other day. So there's a lot of options. It's just like, how do you slot them in? And like for me, I think that keeping the trip somewhat scarce is important. Like they have to be, I don't think I could ever organize 5 trips a year, you know?
Yeah,
like
sure.
One or two.
They're less special that way.
They're less special. They right. are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better, I think. And it's more manageable and the quality is kept really high when, you know, it's like 30 people per year get to go on this awesome adventure.
Sure.
Right. And it's not going to be, it's never to the same place or rarely to the same place. Yeah. Even we've been to Iceland multiple times just to do different parts of Iceland. Cause that place is one heartbeat of adventure, right? It's just like pulsing adventure, no matter where you go. And there's so much to see. You can't do it all in 10 days, but I think it's better to keep it more special. So it's like, okay, so I got like 4 or 5 ideas like that I want to do or want to offer. So that's like, you know, 3 or 4 years of planning, you know? So.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I think this fitness travel market is something that you exploited early, and it was just because it's what you love, you know? And I think that it's really nice to have somebody in the industry who's been there both on the sport side of it and now on the coaching side of it. And then also just that natural adventurous spirit kind of leading these trips, right? Like you're the right guy to do that. You know what I mean? At least for this type of trip. So
thanks, Ben.
Yeah, man. Like I never really got a full picture of what Anywhere Fit was. I just would hear Anywhere Fit, whatever, fill in the blank and be like, that would be cool. Cause you're just working out and traveling around, but never really understood the full gamut of what goes into it and what it really entails. Like,
yeah, I mean the exercise portion of it is, it's just creativity.
That's got to be the easy part in some ways, right? Like you need to figure out a bunch of wads to do before you leave town, right? You're just driving on the road, and like everybody seems kind of restless. Let's get outside and do some burpees on those stumps over there, and then like pick up those rocks over there,
right?
And you know,
and you'd be amazed.
Play dodgeball with pine cones.
Yeah, you'd be amazed at how easy it is to create a workout. That's right. One of the things that people take away from the trip also is like, man, like I love my box. I love my gym. I love Olympic weightlifting and all the things that it affords, but you don't really need it.
Right.
Like you can still get a great workout using logs and stairs and whatever is available. And that's kind of what, that was how the name Anywhere Fit first came to be was, okay, where am I? I don't have access to equipment. I'm going to figure out a way to do CrossFit anyways. Probably the best example of this is when we were in Croatia, this is 3 years ago now. We were driving our bus up over the top of, this ridge down to where we were staying. We were staying on this island of, it's called Brač. And, there was like this marble quarry, somebody had come in there, excavated a bunch of rock out of the side of a mountain. And it was like, a lot of it was like white slab marble. So like we pulled the bus off and we did partner Diane in the rock quarry. So you basically picked up a slab of marble, did your deadlifts, and then you kicked up to the hands of your partner and you did your handstand pushups.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. And then you rotated and they did it. And It was an awesome workout, completely spur of the moment. It was like classic CrossFit, and it was amazing. It was super fun, like incredible view. Like you're just lifting marble, you know. Like, yeah. It was dope.
It'll be the CrossFit Games are gonna have their secret trip, right, where they get flown somewhere this year. So we fly from Wisconsin to the marble quarry.
Yeah, the marble quarry in Greece or yeah. in Croatia.
Perfect. Yeah. So if people want to go, I guess, on these trips, how do they get signed up? How do they, at least for yours?
I mean, I've only seen marketing for any of these types of trips through social media. And I think that's partially just because CrossFit is such a social media driven community.
Right.
It's such an online community. So that's what I've always done. I've always put it on Facebook and Instagram, and people pay, you know, through PayPal or Venmo yeah. or any of these electronic, you know, transfer methods. I can't speak exactly to the way other companies are doing it, but I think that's the same, man. If you just look up, if you go to Google, like I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to go to Google and say, type in fitness travel and see what comes up. Yeah. Boom. Active fitness vacations, health and fitness travel, fitness adventure travel. You know, there's all sorts of stuff there.
There's no shortage of options.
Right. I mean, if you put type in,
it's kind of nice to be the only game in town sometimes. But then sometimes when you see that there's a lot of other people playing, you know that there's a market for it, and you know people are supporting yeah. the things that you're doing. Right? That's yeah. kind of cool.
So you can search it on Google. I mean, if you guys want to specifically go on an Anywhere Fit trip, just follow me on Instagram. I post everything from my personal account, and we also post it on my gym's webpage when there's a new trip coming up. So
very cool. And as usual, guys, if you want to follow the other stuff that Blair's doing, same social media account, but then also you guys can follow BTB Podcast on Instagram. Check out our Twitter, which we use a great deal. And then also Snapchat. We just love all the filters. So,
have you been using Snapchat a lot?
No, never.
I know. Ever since we lost Producer Phoenix, the Snapchat game has gone down.
Yeah, he loved that. We should have him log in and do something from Texas, you know, for like a week or something like that.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think he could do that.
Phoenix, you hear that?
He heard it.
He heard it.
He heard it. Yeah. He heard it before we said it.
Anyway. All right, so coming up down the pike, we should give people a kind of a window into what's coming up for BTB. We got Wadapalooza again.
Mm. Yes.
We have the Reebok Athlete Summit.
Yep, you'll fly solo to that one.
From the Bahamas.
But there'll be a lot of people there.
Be a lot of people there, a lot of good people to talk to you about the upcoming year. Obviously, Christmas is right around the corner.
That's true for everybody, not just us.
Not just us.
Yeah.
Do a special Christmas episode. Maybe at Ben's house Christmas morning.
Right. Yeah. You won't be able to hear anything. We already have the xylophone in the background here. And
yeah.
Here comes Lila now.
But anyway, stay tuned for all that, you guys. A lot of great content as we wrap up 2016. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating.
Just
keep
please.
Climbing the charts. And, yeah. All right. We'll see you guys soon.